We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day! It's a Tuesday in Brevard County, Florida. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida, and we have seats available. We have ministries available. If you are looking to grow in your faith, one of the things that I would encourage people, if you're wanting to grow in your faith, then what I would encourage you to do is get involved. Get involved in ministry. Because you will find that you will grow more than those that you're ending up trying to help. And so one of the things that we're doing this summer, tomorrow night we don't have kids ministry again, but coming up the following week, we have a back-to-school gathering where we're going to gather everybody together, and then we're going to kick it off one the following week on August the 9th. So August the 2nd, we're going to be having our party. August the 9th, our classes will resume, and just in time for school to start August the 10th. Summer has come and summer has gone. And so we're looking to help position people in the ministries that they would be able to thrive in, that they would be able to grow in. And we've got some people who are carrying huge loads right now, and we're looking to help them to shed some of those responsibilities, because if you're doing too many things, you end up doing not many of them well. And we want to do what we can to do our ministry with excellence. So I'm going to take you this morning to the book of Jeremiah, and then we are going to transition over to Matthew chapter 13. These two passages are, they concern the same general topic that we are talking about, walking in the Spirit, being led in the Spirit, and now being fruitful in the Spirit. And so, that's what we're going to be talking about, that the fruit of the Spirit, it should be producing peace and joy and love in our life. And right now we're talking about the joy aspect. And so we're going to be talking about one of the ways that abiding in the Spirit manifests joy, and that has to do with the Word of God. We live in a time right now in 2017 where the Word of God is under assault. We've got huge segments of secular society that are trying to marginalize the Word, redefine the Word. There are people who are trying to isolate the Word so that they do not have to be exposed to it because it is light. You know, I don't know about you, but if I'm in my room and I'm trying to sleep and there is a source of light, it identifies itself more than the darkness does. Well, guess what? You and I are to be lights in the darkness, and because we reflect the light of Jesus Christ and his word is settled forever. So I have been preaching on the sounds of heaven. And the ultimate sound that makes heaven heaven is the authoritative voice of God. And if you do not have an appreciation for God's word that he has already revealed to us here and now, you would be miserable in heaven. Because heaven is not a democracy. Heaven is not a place where you and I get to vote. That's not what heaven is. Heaven is a place that is filled with people from every tribe, every tongue, every nation that said, God, when we were left to our own devices, we made a mess of things. When we rejected your commands, we made a mess out of our world where people couldn't stand one another. They killed one another. They argued with one another. They assaulted one another. They stole from each other. God, we made a mess out of it. And we just want to thank you for sending your son Jesus to bring us into a place where no more temptation, there is no more sorrow, there is no more death, no more pain, no more illness, no more debt. All of the things that make this life miserable are banished from heaven because we implemented our freedom of choice to say we choose Jesus. We choose his ways. And I will just tell you this. God's not looking to you for you to give him suggestions. He's got all of the plans already in place. You know, here not too long ago, I was sitting down with my daughters and we were trying to plan the calendar. And what I love was I just get to throw something out there. They're like my creative team right now. I throw something out there and then they take it and they run with it and they put legs to it and they make it great. And so that's really, really exciting. God's not looking for suggestions. He knows the beginning and the end. He is the beginning and the end. He knows every step in between. And so the sooner we come to the place where we say, God, you are worth it all. You are worthy of praise. The more joy that we're going to have. Heaven is going to be a celebration. And the God who spoke the cosmos into existence, he's the God who is going to speak bliss into heavenly eternity. And he is the same God that is commanding and speaking to you and I right now. I encourage you and myself to elevate his word in our life. So let's get into Jeremiah chapter 15. Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet. Jeremiah wrote the book of Jeremiah. He also wrote the book of Lamentations. And we get one of our great hymns of the faith from Jeremiah, who said, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. You see, you can read those prophets and people can put negative labels on them and everything, but I tell you what, they knew God. They knew God, and it pained them when they watched the people of God not serving him because they had seen that there was a better way, and that was to do life God's way. So let's look at Jeremiah chapter 15, verse number 15. O Lord, you know, remember me and visit me and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. In your enduring patience, do not take me away. Know that for your sake, I have suffered rebuke. Your words were found and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord of God of hosts. I do not sit in the assembly of the mockers, nor did I rejoice. I sat alone because of your hand, for you have filled me with indignation. Why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable, which refuses to be healed? Will you surely be to me like an unreliable stream as waters that fail? By the way, the answer to that last part is no, God is not going to be like that to you. So Jeremiah, he talks here about the relationship that he has with God. He remembers the difficulties that he had gone through because of his relationship with God. And he said this, your words were found and I ate them. Now, to eat something means that you, first of all, you're going to internalize it. You are going to make yourself open to that. I didn't get the figure that I've got by saying no to processing food. There, the other thing that you got to do is you're not only making yourself available to your insides, but you are going to process it. You are going to break it down. You are going to make sure that that nutrition that is available in whatever you consume, you're going to make sure that it reaches the parts of your body that need the nutrition. And so he said, your words were found and I ate them. My daughter was here a little over a week ago. She was reading something on, I'm assuming it was on Facebook. I don't really know what app she was on. But it was about a couple in a church, and they invited the pastor over for dinner. And so they brought out the best china and they brought out the best silverware. And afterwards, when she was doing the dishes, she noticed that one of her spoons was missing. And she told her husband, said, you know, I think the pastor took one of our spoons. And it just went on, and they never could find the spoon. And finally they had him over about a year later, and they said, you know, we had you over for dinner about a year ago, and it just got the best of this lady. And she said, and ever since that night, we've been missing one of our spoons. And I was wondering, did you steal our spoon? And he said, no, I didn't steal your spoon. I put it in your Bible. And what that said was that they weren't really partaking of that Bible. Now you'd be able to say, well, I read my Bible on my electronic app and all of that sort of stuff. And that's all fine, well, and good. But I tell you, we need to have a word that we can turn to from time to time. And so if you see my Bible, it's a well-worn thing. I've got some tape in it to hold some places together because I've got so many notes on. You know what? This isn't the only Bible that I've ever preached through. I've preached the cover off several of them. I don't buy cheap Bibles because they don't last me any time at all. I buy these Bibles that hopefully are going to have some enduring capabilities about it, because I have discovered that the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit, and one of the favorite things that I know that David said was when he asked Ahimelech if there was a sword. He said, there's no sword here except for the sword of Goliath, which you used on the day when you championed over the giant. And David said, give it to me. There is no sword like it. It was a tried sword, a proven sword, a well-worn sword. And that's what the Word of God is. You see, you can have the most powerful weapon in the world in your hand, but if you do not use it, it is as if you are unarmed and ill-equipped. And so Jeremiah said, I consumed your word. I ate it. And your word to me, your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. So just as much as getting into the presence of the Lord brings joy, getting into the Word of God should be a joy for us as well. It should not be like pulling teeth trying to get people to come to church to hear the Word of God. There needs to be a hunger. The Bible says that there would be coming a time when there would be a famine of hearing the Word of the Lord. It never said that there would be a famine of the Word. It said that there would be a famine of the hearing of the Word. And the reason that we don't avail ourselves of the word that is available to us is because we do not take joy in it. You see, we make time for things that we find to be enjoyable. If we don't find something enjoyable, then we don't avail ourselves of it. And so I want to encourage you that when you sit down to the word and when you sit under the ministry of the word, when you listen to radio preaching, or television preachers that you say, God, I just want today to for your spirit to guide me into all truth. And God, I'm going to rejoice in the word. Somewhere, someplace, there's a word that will bring you joy. It doesn't matter, you know, what it is. You can find joy in it. There's an old joke that goes around preacher circles about a lady who was sitting in church, and she was just passionately in love with Jesus, and she was very expressive, and so she would say amen and hallelujah, and she would just get so excited about the word of God. And this was kind of a reserved church, and it made some people comfortable. And so they went and complained to the pastor about this woman's response to the word. And he said, okay, I will take care of that. And so he went and he preached the next week that, you know, archaeologists had discovered that the place that the children of Israel had walked across the Red Sea, that it really wasn't a dry spot the way that it was recorded in the Bible. It was more or less just a shallow spot, and they were able to cross over. And all of a sudden, as he was preaching, this woman just got all excited and began to praise God. And he said, What are you rejoicing over? I just told you that the miracle as it is written in the word didn't happen the way that it was written in there. She said, what you just told me was that God drowned the entire Egyptian army in ankle deep water. And so she's like, maybe you don't know the word. I know the word. And the ultimate thing about that was that they were delivered once and for all from their enemies, and it was a joy to her. And so, I want you to know, I believe that God sent a strong wind and blew the waters back, and the children of Israel wandered across that seabed on dry ground. And when they got over there to the other side and Pharaoh's army tried to follow them, that the wind was withdrawn, and the waves came back to their normal position, and their enemies were defeated once and for all. I believe the word of God. Too many people are trying to explain away the word of God. And so it reminds me of another story that I heard where a lady in the church was sick, and the pastor went to visit her. And when he went to visit her, he said, well, would you like me to read something out of the Bible for you? And she said, that would be great. And he opened her Bible, and he found all sorts of places where an X-Acto knife had been used to take things out of the Bible. And he said, my dear sister, what have you done to your Bible that you've cut all of these holes out of it, and there are all these passages that are missing? And she said, well, Pastor, when you said this part wasn't in the Bible and this part wasn't in the Bible, I just took the X-Acto knife and did what you had said from the pulpit, and I took those things out. You see, a lot of times we don't realize that whenever you start taking things away from the Word of God, it is more than just a philosophical position. You are cutting yourself off from a joy. When God says, do not do this, and do not do this, and do not do this, it is not because he is trying to deprive me of anything other than pain and sorrow and heartache and misery. And so if I start taking those things out, I'm going to be adding pain and sorrow and misery and heartache back into my life. I'm here to embrace the full counsel of the Word of God. I want it to be a joy. I want to internalize it. I want the Word of God not just to be words on a page in front of my eyes, but I want the Word of God to be written by the finger of God upon the spirit of my heart. And so that it is something that is internalized in me, and that it is a joy. And no matter how difficult or how challenging a situation gets, that I'm still going to have the word to fall back on. So let me take you to the book of Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verse number 20. And it says, I'm going to find it here in just a second. Matthew chapter 13, verse number 18. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. But for when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now he who received seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he who received seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understand it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. You see, this parable is talking about how will you receive the word, and the things that you have in your life, they're going to have a bearing on the way that you receive the word. Okay? There is a person who, when they heard the word, they didn't understand it, and so it was of no benefit to them. You need the Spirit of God. The scripture says that the word of God is spirit, and it is spiritually discerned. That means that you need the Holy Spirit to help you to understand the word. There are so many stories of people who have read the Bible who didn't understand it, and they took it to mean something that it did not. I had a person one time tell me that said, I hate my mother and father. I said, well, the Bible says that you're supposed to love and honor your mother and father. He says, well, Jesus said that you're supposed to hate, you know, that if anybody didn't hate their mother and father, they you know, would miss out on the things that he had for them. And I said, you have misinterpreted that verse. You and I are supposed to honor our father and mother, but they are not supposed to rise to a higher place of authority in our life than God does. And he just didn't want to hear about it. There are people who misappropriate the word of God on a regular basis simply because they don't understand it. And when you don't understand something, Jude says that we blaspheme, we speak evil about things that we do not understand. I think that that is a great danger that we are at in our society, is when we have partial information, we end up blaspheming, we end up speaking evil about things that we have insufficient understanding about. So I try not to do that. The second person was a person who received the word that was sown, and they received it with joy. And so when God tells me a blessing, I receive it with joy. When he gives me a word of admonition or a word of correction, I receive it with joy. When he gives me a word of direction, I receive it with joy. Whenever God speaks, we should receive that word with joy. But this person did not have a long ability to endure because he had no root structure. He never allowed the word of God to go more than just penetrate the superficial level. And folks, that comes when we have a hardened heart. When problems arise, if you and I don't grow, when problems arise, that word is going to be forgotten. It's not going to have the effect upon our lives that we expect it with. You know what? Too many Christians live their life expecting they're never going to have any problems. I live my life expecting that I'm going to be victorious over the problems that come my way. Okay. The third person, they received the word. They probably received it with joy. It doesn't say that, but I'm just going that it's building on what was before. But they had problems in their life. They cared about the things of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and it choked the word, and they became unfruitful. You see, when we abide in the Spirit, when we abide in the Word of God, when we allow it to penetrate our heart so that we hear the Word, we understand the Word, that it causes us to be fruitful. But if we allow things to impact our supply of the Word or the quantity or the quality of the Word that we are receiving, if we surround ourselves with teachers who will only tell us the things we want to hear instead of the things that we need to hear, then we are going to be unfruitful. And now I want to ask you this question. What does the Bible promise that the Lord of the harvest does to things that are not producing the fruit that he intended them to produce? And the answer is to that, he prunes them. And so you and I, we need to hear the word and we need to understand the word because it is going to make it fruitful. I pray that you receive the word of God with joy. I pray it puts a smile on your face when you get to hear the word of God because it is the one of the key factors in you being fruitful for the kingdom of God. Oftentimes we talk about the servants, the one that had the 10, the one that had the 5, the one that had the 1, and the one who said, here's the talent you gave me. I'm giving it back to you just the same way that you had it, that you presented it to me. And the master says, you wicked and slothful servant, you weren't fruitful. God is not looking for you just to give back to him the very thing he gave you. He is looking to make you fruitful and productive for the kingdom of God. The way that you do that is to abide in the Spirit, and he's going to produce joy. That you abide in the Word, and you receive the Word of God with joy, and you make it a priority above money, above all of the cares of this life. You seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else, you know that it will be added unto you. You receive the word of God with joy. You apply yourself mentally and spiritually to understanding the word and allowing it to penetrate into the core of your being. And before you know it, folks, you're going to find that you are being a fruitful member of the body of Christ. Let me extend to you today an invitation to mature in the Word of God, to grow up in your faith. The world is crying out for fruitful members of the body of Christ. I invite you, will you receive the Word of God with joy and be fruitful for His glory? We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."